Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Midtex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Max, your art is owned by several famous people, right?
Yeah, Roy, you know, the Bible talks about that if we do good work, that God will bring us before kings. And I haven't had a chance to stand before any king other than the Lord, but by the grace of God, George W. Bush owned a piece of my work, Ted Cruz, Mike Huckabee, you know, president, governor, senator, folks like that, and got lots of good Christian folks that you'd know, like Billy Graham and Franklin Graham and Pat Robertson and Max Licato and John.
Any of these
Hagee
people that stick out in your mind that were maybe one of your favorite that really impressed you?
Oh, they're all impressive people. It's like saying, do you like apples or bananas? Or
not just as a famous name, but as a human being.
Oh, yeah. No, well, actually, all those people that I just named, they're the real deal. You know, that's the thing about it. There's folks that are genuine, and these folks, once you get to that level, you're taking so many arrows and slingshots from the enemy, you better be the real deal or you're going down. And but no, I mean, I've had a chance to meet with most of them. I didn't get to meet the president personally. My sculpture was given to him, but they're, you know, they're the real deal, and that's what
was there any for. Common denominator that you remember back amongst all these people that maybe was a foundation factor of all these people's successes?
Yeah, well, I mean, the common denominator is Jesus Christ.
Right.
See, all these people love Jesus,
and
they
faith.
Either acquired the art, or it was given to them because they love Jesus. And most of these people received my sculpture of Jesus washing Peter's feet, the divine servant, and that from John 13 when Jesus washed the feet. And so that's why they were presented with that, because they were serving others. And when you have that sculpture in front of your eyes and sitting on your desk every day as you're trying to do things, hopefully God uses it to remind people about serving and about serving him and about serving other people. So that's the common denominator is Jesus, Roy.
One of the things that we do every week that everybody looks forward to, I think, is your miracle of the week. What's your miracle of the week?
Well, we had a pretty interesting one here. I finally got it in writing. I'd heard the story, but our friend David Broussard, the artist that donated the several sculptures at the garden here and a sculpture this last Easter, he came out and donated One Nation Under God, and he brought his wife Michelle, and everything was great. We had a great service, beautiful sculpture. They went back home after Easter, and within a week, on April 29th, that big tornado came through Canton, Texas, and Canton's up there in the northeast part of Texas. Yeah, and it was a really bad tornado, and anyways, David and Michelle got caught in the middle of it, and that thing just destroyed, I don't know how many homes it was, but a big part, I haven't heard the final total, of Canton, and it went right through. But what happened, when it was happening at 4 p.m., David was over at the Canton First Monday Trade Day show thing, which they've had for 100 years, and Michelle was back home. They sounded the sirens, and everybody tried to get out of there because those tornadoes were coming. And David got home as fast as he could, and he saw Michelle, his wife, standing in front of their house with her Bible reading Psalms 21, or 91, 91, excuse me, yeah, Psalms 91, to the tornado. And if you get the picture, he looks out and it's pouring down rain, and his little wife is standing there in front of their little house holding the Bible out and commanding that, you know, reading that scripture and telling that, you know.
That's a brave woman.
Tornado that it will not harm them. And so he, you know, parks his car, comes over, and they stand right there in front of the house as the tornado approaches. And they see the tornado destroying everything. And finally it got so close, they went inside the house, and nothing happened to them. And they came back out, and they thought, well, I wonder what happened. This must not be so bad. Well, when they looked outside, everything to them was destroyed, including the trees right up to their house, and then on the other side of their house, destroyed everything in all the neighborhoods, both directions from them. And when the tornado came over, somehow by God's sovereignty and miracle, he lifted that tornado up, and it went over their house. And they've got pictures here that I've got here with me at the studio that shows the trees, big giant oak trees and other trees, sheared off at the edge of their house, but it did not hurt their house or his shop where all his stuff was and all of his artwork and all of his stuff. And they're just praising God that they got a miracle. They stood there and read the word and commanded that storm to not harm them.
Where are these people at getting?
In Canton, Texas, in the big tornado that we had right after Easter.
Well, that would be
April 29th.
That would be a great couple to have on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking already. Wow, what a story!
And as a footnote, they were so grateful that God saved their house and their shop, workshop, and everything. But then they looked all around, and everything was all destroyed. All the trees, all over the roads, and the stuff. And they said, "Well, what are we going to do now, God?" And they prayed, and eight people pulled up with a tractor or some kind of a lift. And they spent 6 hours cleaning up all the debris all around their house. And then an electrician showed up and said, let me rehook you up here.
It sounds like the Crossing Kerrville deal.
Yeah. And then the power company showed up, you know, a short time within an hour, and hooked up all their power. And if the people hadn't volunteers come to clean the debris and the electrician hadn't suddenly showed up to fix and connect the meter loop, then when the power company came, you know, they couldn't have done it, but they did. So anyways, it is one of those stories, and David has been, and Michelle have graciously donated two of his big sculptures to the garden at Kerrville. But that's what you can do when you stand on the Word of God, and that's what literally happened. So that's a wonderful miracle.
It's really, boy, if that's not a story of faith, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'd like to have seen that. That'd have been a good picture. I don't know if I'd want my Bible to get that wet, though. But I guess if you got a tornado coming, the Bible can dry.
Well, as always, we have a special guest, and this week's guest is someone I know pretty well.
And who is that guest, Roy?
Well, based on the script, it's me. And I just found out about this. So I guess it's good that you didn't let me know earlier, because I probably would have gotten nervous.
Yeah, you might not have
been talking about me.
No,
I can talk about other people, but talking about me is different.
Sure. No, I thought it was about time, Roy, that we interviewed you. And before we did interview you in the past and talked about what the cross meant to you and how you got involved. But I thought that, you know, this show, it might be good for the listeners to get to know you a little bit. And, boy, you know, we've done 122 shows now together. And
just seems like yesterday.
It seems like we were young. And as I said before, good looking when we started this thing.
Remember when we first got started and we got Sherry involved? And, and we first tried it a few times and it didn't work out too well. And then we switched it around.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
yeah.
A simple adjustment. And now
Wisdom of God.
Sherry's a superstar.
Amen. Wisdom of God. That's mean. Let's do things God's way. Well, listen. Let's talk about you this time, Roy. And what, you know, what have you done in your life? What do you do for a living besides this show?
Very quickly, I started in radio. It's what I've done all my life, basically. And when I was 19, I went to school at Texas A&I in Kingsville. It was called A&I then. And there was a little campus station. I got hurt playing football, so I didn't get a scholarship. I lost my scholarship, and Vietnam was going on. So if you weren't in college back then, 69, 70, you'd go to Vietnam. It was a draft. And so I applied at the campus station, and they didn't have anything. So I created a sports report because I'd been on the football team, and I finally got in. And then I got hired at the local Kingsville station and Alice station, and I worked at KBUC and then KKYX a long time ago in San Antonio. And so I stayed in radio off and on for a long time, and I got out of it. And then a while back, several years ago, it was really such a bad situation. I hadn't had a job in a couple of years. I was doing different things. And I met a lady up in Bandera. She and I were friends, and she was putting a group together of people to pray for me, to help me. And I was really getting suicidal and depressed and everything. And so literally a miracle happened out of that prayer group. I went to see a friend of mine named Tony Talanco, who owns Texas Pride Barbecue, and he agreed to sponsor two shows for me on KKYX and pay me. Well, I hadn't had a job in 2 years, and so he's willing to do this out of nowhere. And there's no question it was a miracle, and it saved my life. And so when that happened, I was a Christian, but believe me, when something like that comes through, it's a miracle.
Amen.
And so I was over with. I didn't see any value in my life anymore. And I realized then, after getting into these shows, of what you could do to help people,
right,
and that you could do good things with people.
Right. And you've helped a lot of charities, right?
A lot of charities, thousands of charities that I've helped for free. I still don't charge to help them out. And so I produce a radio show on another station here in town, and I've done that
What's the name
months.
Of that?
KKYX. It's called Talk About Texas.
Okay.
And it's on 8:30 to 9:30 every Saturday morning. It's on the internet, kkwax.com, and on smartphone apps, TuneIn and iHeartRadio. And our philosophy on that show, when we first started it, was to do good and to help people. And so that's what we did.
Right.
And so the way I got into the cross, as you know, mm-hmm. I met your, I remember
niece.
We were at a family get-together, a birthday mm-hmm. party of some mm-hmm. kind, and your niece.
Mm-hmm.
I met her and interviewed her, and she was went through a divorce, and she wrote a book. And she was in the military and was a nurse. So we became friends, and she says, I want you to meet my uncle, Max Greiner. And so we became friends, and we tied in, and we've been helping each
right.
other ever since.
Right. Well, God he saved you apparently from the depression and the stuff, but he also saved you a couple of times, literally. Yeah, well, tell me about
two times. Well, actually, three times. One time I had a near-death experience back in the 70s. Car went off the road, and I put my seatbelt on after I've driven all the way across town. 5 seconds before I went off the road and fell asleep. Another one, I had an accident up in Bandera where the top of my car was shaved off and I survived. And then another one about 30-some-odd years ago, I was shot and actually died on the way to the hospital. It was DOA from two people that mugged me. And I was in bad shape in the hospital for many years. I'm not many years, but many months. And so I've had three real close encounters with God, and so death. And so it's very clear to me that God has a plan for me.
Exactly.
I'm still searching for what that is, but I'll tell you, one of the things that really is special to me, it's given me a purpose, is the cross. Because I've seen so many people that I've taken there and that I've recommended it to, they really have a real experience with God there. And I've been looking for that all my life, to where I could help others. There's nothing, if you're listening right now, that you can do for people any better than take them to that cross and let them experience that cross. I mean, I can tell you, I've met a lot of people, been a lot of places, done a lot of things for a lot of folks, but the most valuable thing you could do for anybody, if you're listening, is go to the cross yourself and then share it with others, because everybody has a different experience.
Wow, wow.
I'm a big believer in the cross.
Okay, so God literally had to save you, what, three or four times to
right.
get you to this day so you could be on this radio show
right.
so we could share the story of the cross.
And that's the thing, is it made me humble. Because I realized how delicate life is.
Right.
And so now it makes me appreciative of every single day that I get is a gift from God. And I used to say that, but I didn't believe it. But I believe
it. But now you're doing it. Well, we just, Sherry and I, thank you, and the Coming King Foundation, Roy, thank you for all you have done and all that you're doing and all that you will do, because it's been a neat thing. And as y'all know, we weren't planning to do a radio show. That wasn't in the original commissioning.
No, we talked about it for 5 years.
Lord. Yeah, and but then God gave us a word after you had urged us to do this radio show to do it. And we had a prophetic word from Mahesh Chavda that said, it's okay. God said you can do that thing on the side that's in your mind. And that opened up then the chance to get with the radio show program here now that's been over 2 years that we've been sharing the miracles of God at the mountain.
People listening, Max, real important. How do they get in touch with us or get more information about the cross?
Yeah, the easiest way is, you can do a virtual tour from the website. Just www.thecomingkingfoundation.org. That's our flagship website, thecomingkingfoundation.org. And also, if you can come in person, there's nothing beats that.
And what are the hours of the cross?
Well, we're open from 7 a.m. until midnight every day. It's all free, and it's non-denominational, but it does lift up Jesus Christ with scripture and with artwork.
Website again?
Is the www.thecomingkingfoundation.org.
Well, it's been a unique experience to be interviewed and talking about myself.
Surprise, surprise.
I hope I did okay. Thank you, Max.
Did great.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Roy.
Have a good week. Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, this is Sherry. Are you ready for some more visitor comments? Well, here they are. The first one is from TripAdvisor website, and it says, peaceful and moving. Loved it. Great experience. Lovely sculptures and an awesome view. Paved stones with scriptures in three languages. Seemed serene and spirit-filled. I have read and heard many negative comments. I choose to believe the operators are humbly following God. No reason for them to endure all the pain and public outcry otherwise. The cross is a bit large, but when I look upon the hundreds, if not thousands, of stones along the path with people's heartfelt prayers written on them, I can only feel that the majority of people experience a deep spiritual encounter. To stand at the foot of that cross or the other sculptures and be still and just listen, it is a truly moving experience. And next we have, awesome. Thank you, Sherry and Max. I know all of heaven was rejoicing as they watched and heard how our risen Lord was and is glorified at Easter. No one can ever be in his powerful presence and love without being changed. This is from Carol Torrance, Dallas, Texas, and she's in charge of Women's Aglow International. And Jan Graham from Canton, Texas says, it blesses me to know about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden. I praise God for the healings, salvations of so many, the warm welcome and prayers given. Thanks for all who have been involved with the great feat accomplished. To God be the glory, great things He has done. The next one says, this radio show, The Cross at Kerrville, I do with you is the best thing I do. I help a lot of charities, but this radio show about the cross is the best one. It affects people. I am really glad to be part of it. Roy Holly, The Cross at Kerrville radio show producer, San Antonio, Texas. I am strongly committed to the Empty Cross and admire the work that you and your board accomplish for the Lord and our community. Bill Rector, M.D., Kerrville, Texas. Amanda Ramos from Big Spring, Texas says, may God continue to use wonderful people like y'all. Thank you. We do not want to leave. Gloria Ferguson from San Antonio, Texas. Thank you. I love it here. Love this beautiful, peaceful garden. Natasha Buet from Alif, Texas. And my last one for you today is amazing. And this was sent in from Rosemary and Joe Austin Green from San Antonio, Texas. And I'll be back again with you next week with more visitor comments.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wild Ranch Hotel and Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wild Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wildranchhotel.com, that's YORANCH.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.